You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Most presidents pass quite a few executive orders when they take office, but the content of the 12 executive orders passed by US President Donald Trump so far this week are hugely concerning. The first executive order was a rollback of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act pending repeal. The second was a regulation freeze, meaning that any regulation signed by President Barack Obama in the last few weeks of his term are on hold until they've been reviewed by Trump's administration. The third executive order Trump passed this week was the Global Gag Rule, which means that any international non-governmental organization that provides, refers, or even discusses abortion as an option with their patients loses their US foreign aid funding. The fourth was a memorandum withdrawing the US from all Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement negotiations and from signing the trade deal. Then came a federal hiring freeze, which means no government agencies can hire any new staff, with the exception of the military and critical public safety positions. The next two orders sped up the process of approval for the Dakota Access Pipeline and the Keystone XL oil pipeline. This is really awful considering the huge environmental effects this is going to have and the impact it will have on Indigenous Americans, considering that the Dakota Access Pipeline passes right through sacred Indigenous land. The eighth executive order gives a significant amount of power and responsibility to the White House Council on Environmental Quality Chairman to speed up environmental approval for high-priority infrastructure projects. After that came a directive for the Commerce Secretary to come up with a plan that ensures all pipelines built or repaired within the US are constructed using American-made materials as much as is possible. The next memorandum was for the Commerce Secretary again to start a 60-day review of manufacturing regulations. The 11th executive order was a directive for the Secretary of Homeland Security to begin building a wall across the US-Mexico border. You know, that thing Trump said he was going to do all throughout his campaign that everyone said not to take literally? Yeah, well. As well as the wall, the executive order mandates border detention centres, adds 5,000 border patrol agents to the current workforce, puts an end to catch and release protocols, and perhaps most terrifying, allows state and local law enforcement officers to perform the duties of immigration officers, which means even more racial profiling to come for the land of the free and the home of the brave. The last executive order Trump has signed so far is basically a speeding up of deportation, especially to anyone who has been charged or convicted of a crime. It also stipulated hiring 10,000 more immigration and customs enforcement officers, sanctions countries that don't take back deported undocumented immigrants, publishes regular lists of crimes committed by undocumented immigrants, establishes an office for victims of crimes committed by removable aliens, and it also stops federal money going to cities that don't enforce all immigration laws so strictly. It also looks like Trump intends to push a further executive order to stop accepting Syrian refugees and suspend the United States' broader refugee program for 120 days. The draft also contains a suspension on issuing visas for people from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, or Yemen for at least 30 days. All are predominantly Muslim countries. These 12 executive orders are so worrying for so many people living in the United States and around the world. The fact that these have all been passed within Trump's first week on the job sets a pretty terrifying precedent for the rest of the year and the rest of his term, however long it lasts. Amanda Robinson, BFM News.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.